granny.
Okay. And if a boy has features very much like his father, you'd say he...
He's featured like his father.
And what if he behaves like his father?
You'd say he has ways and actions like his father.
Right. And you'd say that woman down the road there, she's had a hard life. She, her husband died, and she, 7 children all by herself. She
raised a big family.
And if a little boy's been bad, you say, you better behave yourself or you're going to get a...
spanking.
All right, now what if you're a little bigger and you say, you're really going to get a... You do that again.
Whip.
Okay. Now, did you ever use anything else?
Whoop.
Okay.
Whooping.
Yeah,
whooping.
Anything besides...
Most
did you ever hear terms like frailing or...
Yeah, you say frailing or whooping. And most of the stations, very few people used to say whip or anything like that, you know.
And
whooping or frailing, lashing.
Uh-huh. And, you know, if you hadn't seen a child for a long time, you'd say, my, how you've
grown.
Last year, you must have 6 inches. Since last I saw you, you...
Grow 6 or 8 inches.
Okay. And if a child born out of wedlock is called I just wonder if there are
bastard or woods coat.
That's the word I was wondering about. That's the kind of term that has a different, distribution.
Either bastard or woods coat.
Okay. Now, your brother had a son, he would be your...
nephew.
And if the child's parents were dead, that child would be called a...
an orphan.
And if that child's parents were dead, the court would have to appoint a...
guardian.
And if you're talking about all of the people, you had a big party and said all of our... came to the...
party.
To the wedding. All the people related to you. You'd say, all my...
kin folks.
And if someone... you say, now, he looks a lot like me and has the same name as I do, but as far as I know, he's
no relation to me.
And a person who comes from a different part of the country, you know, for instance, me, first time you saw me, you'd say he's a
foreigner.
Okay. Now, that would be just from, like, if I'm from Georgia or something, you could still call me a foreigner.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
or a stranger.
Yeah.
But mostly it'd be a foreigner, like, you know.
Okay. And two sisters. You remember the two sisters in the Bible that Jesus...
Martha and Mary?
Yeah, right. And then in the song, the old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines...
through.
Yeah, and... well, this is the girl's name. Her name might be Eleanor, and they might just call her... Wait Till the Sun Shines... starts with an N.
In my heart?
No.
I just don't...
Well, the name I'm thinking about is... let's say... how about a boy's name is William. When he's little, they might have called him Little...
Little Willie?
Or
Big Bill?
Or
Little Bill?
Billy.
Billy?
Yeah. And then a girl's name beginning with an N. N-E-L...
Nellie?
Sure. Yeah. That's a hard one for me. That's a hard one to describe.
It's not used too much.
No, that's the problem. The first book of the New Testament is...
Genesis.
Yeah, of the New Testament, Gospels. First of the Gospels.
Oh, that's Matthew.
Yeah. And then in school, a female teacher would be called, might call her a school...
school, you used to call them school moms.
Right. And if you're talking about it's a man over here, his name is Mr. Cooper, his wife would be...
Miss Cooper.
All right. And if there was